All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Just relax and answer them as simply as you can.
All right, gather around!
A historic and unprecedented event has occurred.
Hi, everyone. As always, I am your host, Brenda. Today, we're going to be discussing malaria and what it's doing to the world. There are roughly 3 billion at risk of being infected with malaria in this year. Most of this is prevalent in tropical regions, with 90% of these cases happening in Africa. Today, we've invited World Health Day Associate Gregory McMaster to join us in this discussion.
Hi, Brenda. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, Gregory, I'm aware that you're working on the malaria part of World Health Day. With World Health Day highlighting several diseases this year, why did you choose to be involved with the malaria aspect?
Well, Brenda, what I believe most people don't understand is what it means for someone to be living in the front lines, in the trenches, living there with malaria. Often you really only get to see the numbers, but never an understanding of the personal experience.
Well, what's your take on the personal experience?
Well, I've actually experienced malaria firsthand.
Could you tell us a little more about that experience?
Sure. I was about 12 years old on a family trip into Tanzania, and after about a week, I became very ill. I woke up and I was nausea, vomiting, and once I started to experience the classic malaria syndromes of going from hot to cold very quickly, my folks realized that this was pretty serious and we rushed off to the hospital, where immediately I was put on IV antibiotics, and the entire thing lasted about 7 days. Getting back to your question about how I got involved with this is, what strikes me is that my experience of the treatment which I received was actually pretty good. And the fact is that many Africans who experience malaria don't have access to that kind of treatment.
Well, if you had a higher quality medical treatment, how would most Africans deal with malaria?
Many people just live with it. We're talking about a highly infectious disease causing widespread communal destruction. The bottom line is it's very difficult to support sick individuals in a poverty-stricken community. And even though there are preventative measures, such as insecticide-treated netting, only about 2% of Africans actually have access to it. And as far as the prophylactic medicine goes, many locals don't actually use it, in part because it's so expensive, but also it's not 100% effective.
Well, surely there should be some way for our immune system to kick in.
There is, and it's called clinical immunity. This isn't a resistance to infection. Instead, it's a production of the certain antibodies which reduce or lessen the symptoms associated with a chronic infection. And this isn't a permanent adaptation. If you go about a year to a year and a half without infection, you lose this adaptation. So it doesn't really help out that much.
I last interviewed Dr. Daniel Coombs, a UBC researcher, who mentioned that there are researchers looking to run an experiment by building a simulated village in hopes of developing a fungi-based treatment to kill malaria. Gregory, what do you think of this idea?
I think it's a great idea. It sounds to me like they're going to be testing this in a reasonably applicable way, including all the biotic factors which come into play in that sort of a scenario where someone's infected with malaria. This is something we definitely need.
I agree. Before you go, tell us a little more about World Health Day and how people can contribute to this cause.
Well, World Health Day is on April 7th this year, and it's commemorative of the founding of the World Health Organization in 1938. And the topic for this year is vector-borne diseases, which is inclusive of malaria. And the theme is small bite, big threat. People can go to cpar.ca, which is the Canadian Physicians for Aid and Relief, their website, and register to participate in the World Health Day Challenge by donating a small sum every day. Everything helps, and this money is going towards distributing medicine, preventative measures like netting, and helping children who have been infected with malaria.
Well, you heard it here, folks. That wraps up our session for today. A big thank you to Gregory for taking the time to chat with us.
Opening music has been made by Gregory McMaster. All sounds have been taken from www.freesound.org.